Country Pop FM.
The town crier. Better the ice cream man.
True. I'll go with the ice cream man.
And not the one that has the silly music going through a speaker. It's an actual bell.
Right.
You know, that annoying. And I've said this before. We have an ice cream man that goes through. One of the reasons we want to move out of the out of our neighborhood is that we have an ice cream man that drives through way too fast. I fear for my life and others.
Really?
Total disregard for human life. And total disregard for his sales, because he drives so fast. There's no way that he would. He's not in front of a house long enough for them to run out to say, hey, I want to buy one of your ice cream sandwiches or a push-up.
See what happens when you don't get proper training?
Yeah, they're not. He's not a properly trained ice cream man.
Right.
And his truck's got the cancer.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little bit of rust there.
Not good.
I should say a lot of rust. Today, Wednesday, January 31st, I haven't mentioned yet that today is the last day of January. Where have you gone, January?
Is it really?
31st day of the year, 334th day this year,
and I had four left. I had a friend of mine who owes me money, so I'll pay you on January 32nd.
Well, then you're going to probably want to look into that.
All right.
You might want to get your Goombas out for collection.
Okay.
And because Goombas don't go by a calendar. It doesn't matter what day or what time of day it is. They'll collect at any point in time that they need to collect.
All right.
They'll break kneecaps
Thanks
when
for
needed.
The heads up.
1865, Congress approved the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This was the amendment that abolished slavery in the U.S. And it was on the same day that General Robert E. Lee was named Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Armies. That would have been kind of like them naming a new captain of the Titanic.
Right.
After it hit the iceberg.
Yep.
Because the writing was on the wall for the Confederacy.
Yeah.
1865. 1893. This happened 4 years after Shasta got its patent and started producing soda.
Hater no.
Coca-Cola registered in the U.S. Patent Office on this date. 1893.
So Shasta is older than Coke.
Shasta is older than Coke.
But Shasta still exist?
Yes, there is still Shasta.
Wow.
Shasta, multiple flavors. I have a great story. There was one time a basketball tournament, high school basketball tournament, four-team holiday tournament, and the home team won the championship game, and the deal was that the home team, the host team, would always provide some post-game pops. And the student manager, who at the time was my brother, tells the story that he rolled the pop into the visitor's locker room and the coach said, first you beat us and now you serve us Shasta. It was a great line, and I'll never forget it whenever I see Shasta on the shelves at your favorite store. Shasta.
You know, right.
Coca-Cola doesn't make strawberry.
Their web address is ShastaPop.com.
What kind of Coke do you like? You live down south in Texas. Do they do that?
Yeah, they do. You know what kind of Coke you want?
Give
me a 7-Up.
Yeah, I want a root beer Coke.
Yeah.
1928, speaking of fabulous products, Scotch tape was first marketed by Minnesota Machining and Manufacturing.
I thought it was mining.
Scotch tape. Yes, it is. What I say, machining and manufacturing, which would be kind of the same thing, maybe.
Maybe.
It is. 3M Company, 1928. Scotch tape. It's magic. It just disappears.
My Uncle Jim worked in the adhesives department at 3M.
I know somebody else who works there, and it's very secretive. He can't tell us anything about the new Post-it notes coming out because it's space-age technology that they use on those Post-it notes.
Uncle Jim was responsible for the glue that went on your tape.
He could tell us... He could tell us, but then he'd have to kill us.
Right.
As far
That's
as those
no
secrets
fun.
From 3M. 1940, the first Social Security check issued by the U.S. government, Ida Fuller of Brattlesboro, Vermont. She had check number 00-000-001.
Wow.
1940.
Wow.
1949, the first TV daytime soap opera broadcast. This is the first TV daytime soap opera in Chicago on the NBC station there. It was called These Are My Children.
Really?
Now, the full title of that show was These Are My Children, and They've Really Disappointed Me. But they couldn't get that all on the screen with the chroma key. That was in 49. This date in 1956.
Winnie the Pooh. Cubby little cubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh.
Stuffed with fluff.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Milne, the man who gave us Winnie the Pooh, passed away on this date in 56. He was 74.
I know a lot of people have stuffed this with fluff.
I'm a big Tigger guy myself.
Eeyore is my guy.
The best. I pattern my personality after Eeyore.
And you're doing a fine job.
Thank you very much. 1958, we entered the space age. Explorer 1 satellite launched from Cape Canaveral. The U.S., space age, space race in 58. 1982, Sandy Duncan gave her final performance as Peter Pan.
Wow.
In Los Angeles. 956 performances without missing a show. Peter Pan, it seems like Peter Pan's always played by a woman. I don't know, is that a rule? Was that part of, is that a constitutional amendment?
No, I think it's just because of the wires, you know. The
Oh, right, yeah, you can't have a fat guy up there.
No.
Unless he's Chris Farley.
Right, unless he's a real yo-yo.
So Sandy Duncan, final performance of Peter Pan, they celebrated, you know how they celebrated with a round of Wheat Thins.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was donuts or yo-yos.
Yo-yos or ho-hos or doo-dongs. Here's 1990, let's go to the Soviet Union. Actually, they were breaking up on this day.
Today, we're opening the first McDonald's in Moscow.
Wow.
Boy, those communist hardliners, they pretty much knew that they lost.
Yeah.
There's no turning back now. And
McDonald's is world famous.
That's actual audio from Moscow on this date, 1990.
Yeah, they're all like, yay!
Anybody, any of the communists who thought they still might have a chance to keep communism alive in Russia, they knew they were done. Now that McDonald's, one of the beacons of capitalism and Westernism, made its way into Moscow on this date, 1990.
Can't believe how underwhelming the response was.
It was. They weren't very excited. You know, the problem is they didn't bring the McRib right away.
Aha!
If they would have had the McRib as one of the menu items right away, it would have been crazy. They put borscht on it. Borscht. Put some of that on there.
Yeah.
Is that soup? Is that what that is? You know you're Russian, don't you?
No, I'm always in a hurry. That's the only Russian I know.
1997, this date.
With you to Alder. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
And he would learn the ways of the Force, and then he would just fade away off of a rock. His robe would drift off in the wind. Anybody who's seen the most recent Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
We should have issued a spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Mos Eisley. They were heading to Mos Eisley Spaceport. You know what you're going to find there?
No, the Isley Brothers?
The Isley Brothers will be, they'll be singing Shout, and you will find no more wretched hive of scum and villainy is what you're going to find there.
Wow!
It's a wretched hive. But with the Isley Brothers, it can't be that wretched.
No.
You know, you make me want to shout.
Shout!
1999, this date.
Guys, our money problems are over. We're officially on welfare. Come on, kids, help me scatter car parts on the front lawn.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane's Family Guy.
Love that show.
Airs on Fox for the first time in 1999.
Don't think less of me because I love that show.
It is. It's genius is what it is. The play on pop culture items. Seth MacFarlane's very good at that, by the way.
Let's litter the lawn with car parts.
And I like his new show, The Orville.
Do you?
Which is a space show.
I've watched
it
twice.
Kind of a takeoff on Star Trek.
It's not gripping me yet.
All right, we'll keep trying.
All right.
By the way, that whole Star Wars thing, I don't know if I mentioned, in 1997, this date, they re-released it as the special edition. That's when George Lucas did all the changes to it.
Oh, what changes?
I wasn't for all the changes. They added all the things that he thought he wanted to add in 77, but he couldn't because the technology wasn't there.
Okay.
So that was in 97. 99, the Super Bowl that we were supposed to be in.
Yep.
Super Bowl 33, Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if we would have been able to beat the Denver Broncos, especially with the Vikings defense being as banged up as they were after the game against Atlanta.
One could only hope.
One could at least give us a chance.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted, but Jerry Anderson failed.
Outside.
Denver Broncos over the Falcons in Miami, 34-19.
Okay, I was going
to
say
34-19 was the final. And on this date, you know, I thought you had to be a good actor to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
But oh, heck no.
They gave one to Keanu Reeves.
Wow.
This date, 2005. I do like him as Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson won that day.
What was that other movie that he was in?
Speed.
No, it was the he was like a hitman, just like he was a contract killer. I don't know.
We're gonna move on.
Please do.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's
I can't believe Carol Channing's still alive.
Carol Channing.
Rich Little did a great Carol Channing impersonation.
She was old when we were kids watching this.
I know. She's like Ed Asner. Carol Channing, 97. Now, do you prefer Carol Channing singing this, or maybe a Pearl Bailey, or even a Louis Armstrong?
No, I would go with Pearl Bailey.
Yes. Carol Channing, 97.
Carol Channing.
For me, it's a couple of Advil, and those muscle aches are long gone.
Long.
And Advil's gentler on my stomach than aspirin.
Today, it isn't aspirin or Tylenol. It's Advil.
Yes, it is.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
You do that, Nolan Ryan. The Ryan Express, he's 71 today.
He's a tough Nolan one. Ryan.
I wonder if he can throw his age. I wonder if he can still throw at least 71.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet he can.
Absolutely.
I bet he can. There's a guy throwing over 100
miles an
hour. I got
to meet him. He's a spunky dude.
You wouldn't want to get hit. You wouldn't want to get beaned by one of his fastballs.
No.
They were heavy. Nolan Ryan, 71.
I don't even know how to hold your head.
Light rock.
Just third less calories than a regular rock.
I like my rock like I like my Miller.
I'm ready to learn.
KC, Wayne KC of KC. There he is without the Sunshine Band. Singing with Terry DeSario. Big hit from the early 80s. It's on my KTEL Light Sensations.
Absolutely.
Album.
20 soul sensational sounds.
The original hits by the original artists.
That's right.
And there's 20 of them on there, so
I
it's
like
really
Casey
thin.
And the Sunshine Band.
Oh, I was a big fan. Yeah. Big fan. I grew up on that. Wayne Casey is 67. The guy who was, I didn't grow up on the Sex Pistols. I'm familiar with them. Johnny
right.
Rotten. His real name is John Lydon.
Okay.
He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Why is he in the Hall of Fame and not Wayne Casey? That needs to change.
Well, it's because Neil Young sang about him.
John Lydon, 62. Anthony LaPaglia, 59. He was Daphne's brother on Frasier.
Niall. Simon! By the look of that smile on your face, I'd say somebody got himself a bit last night.
I find that remark rude, boorish, and impossible to deny.
Brilliant!
He played Simon, kind of a recurring role. Anthony LaPaglia is 59. He is in town. He is celebrating his birthday in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the Metro 7 County area. Doug Peterson, he is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's 50 today.
Wow.
He quarterbacked the Packers, was the backup to Favre. Didn't play a lot of games because Favre started in how many in a row, right?
Right.
We didn't see him much.
Not at all.
He is 50 today. The actress Minnie Driver.
I want to hear you say that you don't love me. Because if you say that, then I won't call you.
And guess what he said? Matt Damon said, no, I don't love you. Minnie Driver is 48. You know, she looks a lot like Kylo Ren.
She's a very pretty lady.
Minnie Driver is 48. The actress Portia de Rossi. You like that Scandal show, Arrested Development? How about Ally McBeal?
Yeah, I did like
She
that.
Was on all of those. She's 45 today. Let's go to SNL.
You want to talk about equal rights? A dog can pee in the street. That's fine. Drunk Uncle pees on one payphone. Gets arrested this time.
One of his recurring characters on SNL, Drunk Uncle Bobby Moynihan.
Okay.
Is 41 on SNL. He just had a show on CBS called Me, Myself, and I, which was a kind of an ingenious show where it shows one person when he's a kid, when he's like in his 40s, middle age, and then when he's older, played by John Larroquette.
Okay.
Three different time frames of his life, and it didn't do really well in the ratings. I think people just didn't get it. I think it was too confusing. They would jump back and forth time-wise.
Let me step back a second. Keanu Reeves, the movie I was thinking about was John Wick.
Oh, didn't see that one.
Didn't see that one. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the text. That was a good movie.
Jim Kleinsaucer, 41, the former Vikings tight end out of North Dakota.
Flying Saucer.
Yes. He had a nice career. I mean, despite that, I mean, just as a blocker and an occasional pass catcher.
Yep.
He was here for like 11 or 12 years. Jim Kleinsaucer, 41.
Yep.
Another Super Bowl connection to our almanac and birthday list today. Justin Timberlake.
He's in town.
He is in town. There have been Justin Timberlake sightings.
They spotted him at Manny's downtown Minneapolis.
He's doing his thing. Justin Timberlake, 37. Very talented. I mean, when he's with Jimmy Fallon, either when they were on Saturday Night Live or on his show,
Yep.
They are very good together and very funny. I'm kind of an old curmudgeon. I don't like a lot of the new artists and whatever, but he is one that I really do enjoy because he's just so talented. And he's a good golfer, too.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake is 37.
And I really like him now because he's a meat eater.
He wasn't before?
I don't know, but, you know, let's not, you know, we can rule him off the veggie list.
Because he's at Manny's?
Yeah.
Or was it Murray's? Which one was he at?
No, it was Manny's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sing with me. Baby, when I hear your song, it makes me want to roll my window down and puke. Oh. Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line, 31. That's all I got. It's your turn now.
Oh, boy. Born on this day, gone but not forgotten, Western Frontier author Zane Grey, born in 1872. Singer and actor Eddie Cantor, born in 1892.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis.
Is there any chance that he sang for the other team?
He might have.
Susie kissed me, and she burned a damn thing up. If you knew Susie.
Although very entertaining.
Yep. Actress Tallulah Bankhead, who I've always loved that name, born on this day in 1902.
Well, you know our almanac policy, $20 bill to anybody in the next week who, if they're having a kid or expecting to name their child Tallulah.
Well, Demi Moore did.
Demi Moore did? Well, way to go.
Yeah, she had a kid she named Tallulah.
With Bruce Willis or not?
Before or after
Bruce Willis?
I think it might have been with. Pro Football Hall of Famer Don Hutson, born on this day in 1913. And Jersey Joe Walcott, born in 1914.
Boxer.
Yep. Gary Moore. Remember Gary Moore, TV personality? He hosted several popular television game shows, including I've Got a Secret and To Tell the Truth.
His middle name is Tyler.
Tyler. Gary Tyler Moore. Oh, wow. Born on this day in 1915. I'm going to give you a... Hold on. I got to put one up on the scoreboard for Jim there. Born on this day, let's see, Alan Lomax, musicologist, born on this day in 1915. And here's a big one, ladies and gentlemen. Born on this day in 1919, Baseball Hall of Famer, Jackie Robinson. He was first African-American elected to the Hall of Fame. Let's see here. I'm just trying to only give you the good ones.
Wow. Would you please translate this for me?
Sure.
Mario Lanza.
Yeah.
I think he was related to Blackjack Lanza.
I think he was.
Blackjack Mulligan, Blackjack Lanza.
Remember when Lanza used to come into the ring, he would sing like this.
It's part of the Heenan family.
That's right. All right, Baseball Hall of Famer, Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, born on this day in 1931, belting 512 career homers.
Let's play two.
Okay. Play two?
That was his thing. Beautiful day for baseball. Let's play two.
All right. Actor James Franciscus, born on this day in 1934. He was appeared in Naked City and Good Guys Wear Black. Suzanne Plichette, my brother-in-law, had a huge crush on her.
She had a sultry voice.
Oh, my God.
What did you tell him?
Bob?
Yeah?
Shut up.
Everybody wanted to tell Bob to shut up.
Did you ever play the Bob drinking game during the Bob Newhart show?
I was too young. Okay. I'm not going to be playing a drinking game at 7.
Well, I don't know. Milk was a good thing for you, Jim. Let's see. Singer-songwriter Terry Kath, born on this day in 1946.
Lost him way too young.
He was like, what?
Time and time again, I see your face smiling inside.
How old was he when he died?
Well, it was, I think, 77, 78, somewhere in there. So
well,
he was
like
just 20, past 30.
31?
Yeah. Very soulful voice and great guitarist.
Absolutely. And then, now that you're smiling, born on this day in 1963, actor John Dye. His credits include TV shows like Touched by an Angel, Tour of Duty, and Jack's Place.
And they are all?
They are all gone, but not forgotten.
Let's try this one thing. I usually do this with Neil, but we haven't done it yet. When you say, I am Brad, okay? I say, I'm Jim.
I'm Brad.
And we are here to bob you up. All right. You kind of missed that, but that's all right. We didn't rehearse it.
No, we didn't.
This world can take you by the hand.